the World Championships, obviously, Jamie, upon us, only a matter of days away, and I know you'll be heading down to London sooner rather than later, but I understand that most recently you've been, well, perhaps warming up with one of the favourites for the overall title in Stoke.
Well, we've had a bit of a an exhibition last night for a local cancer hospice up in Stoke, and yeah, it was a good fun night. It was good to work with Adrian again, obviously, and Ian as well. Mm. It was you know, a very good turnout, and you know, we raised a few bob. I'm not exactly sure on what we raised, but it was well into four figures, so it was very much worth it, and it was a fun night as well. So, but yeah, practice wise, it's all good. Not changed too much really, because I've had a decent sort of end to the year, you know, bit of improvement along the way. Mm-hmm. I'm looking to, you know, to carry on in that vein really, just try and keep sharp, and you know, try not to over practice, because I think, you know, sometimes you can overdo it, but just trying to get myself mentally right, and you know, make sure that everything's going in the right place really, because obviously the format, it's a nice format now, it's set, and it's a longer match each time you play, so you have to be prepared for the long games.
Do you prefer set play to match play?
I don't mind either really, but with set play you could lose on legs and win the match, you know, it's more forgiving really, because you could lose a set 3-0, scrape a set 3-2. Hmm. You know, in match play sort of terms, you'd be 5-3 down, but in reality, in set play, it's one apiece and it's all to play for. So it puts you on your guard as well. Hmm. But also, it gives you that chance if you're getting sort of battered in a certain set sort of thing. So it's tough to say which one I prefer. But you know, you have to take your positives from whatever sort of situation it is.
Yeah, I know that. That also, you head to Ali Pally and on the back of a fantastic run at the Players' Championships. I know that that might be a few weeks ago, but that must give you a great deal of confidence before the big one.
Oh, of course. Again, it's another major. It's more improvement in a major tournament. And I think, you know, again, you know, I've mentioned it quite a lot this year, but the European Tour events being on a big stage in a big venue have helped me personally, I think, certainly in terms of confidence, and you know, you sort of warm to the crowd a bit, and they warm to you the more you appear, so it's certainly done me the world of good, I think.
Okay, and a quick word on your opponent as well. I know that you haven't met on the PDC Tour, but I believe you've beaten him at the Granite City Open earlier this year, so it's not going to be a completely unknown quantity for you.
To be honest with you, I mean, when Jason started on the Pro Tour, I think it was last year, I think he played the UK Open qualifiers, and he finished well inside the top 20, which, you know, says it all, really. He's had some massive scalps. But, you know, he's not played in, I don't think, that many Pro Tour events. So I think I'm sort of, it's probably now time to sort of look at the experience side and probably try and use that. Because ability-wise, he's caused some upsets. Well, probably not to himself, because he knows what he's capable of, and all credit to him for that. But, you know, I don't think he's played in a tournament such as the World Championship. It's the biggest one. The venue is amazing. The crowd are amazing as well. And it's, you know, you have to deal with that as well when you're going into it. You know, for the first time, I remember qualifying myself. It was through the same sort of way that Jason's got in. So I'm not going to underestimate him at all, because I went in my first game and won my first match. You know, in a big TV event. But I think as the game's progressed over the last few years, the crowds have got bigger, the atmosphere is more dramatic, and it's about, like I say, about making the experience count.